بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We commence this session with some أشعار by Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Dokra Saab of Lodium who is also a Khalifa of our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab down Barakatuh
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده Respected elders, beloved brothers and friends, we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made it possible for us to sit in the gathering of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made it such that in front of us we have our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab, Ta'awun Barakatuhum. The reason, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to mention a few of these ash'ar is that the more muhabbat we have for our mashayikh, the more ittiba and the easier it will be to follow in their footsteps. كيف نحمد ربنا لعطاء الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد وهو الذي علمنا كيف نحمدك يا ربنا وهو الذي عرفنا من الذي محمد رسولا صلى الله عليه وسلم هو طبيب قلوبنا ونحن السقماء العلائل هو أبونا قرة أعيننا ونحن أبناء السعداء كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميد Beautifully it is mentioned that how can we ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his praiseworthy gift upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this gift of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Saab and we are certainly not worthy of Hazrat's praiseworthy company due to our sins, our shortcomings, our weaknesses and yet indeed this ni'mah and this blessing is due to the very great and praiseworthy bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us all. How can we ever thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for his great praiseworthy gift that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted us? And mention is made that He is the one, Hazrat Maulana is the one who taught us how to praise and how to glorify our Rabb Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We did not even know, we did not even recognize so many of your blessings as being such, let alone knowing how to make shukr to you, O Allah Ta'ala, for these countless blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And He is the one who made us understand the rights, the status, the ihsanat of our Master Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the doctor of our spiritual heart. While we are ailing, we are sick ones with countless ruhani illnesses. He is our father, he is the coolness of our eyes. We are his extremely fortunate sons. We are very, very fortunate to let alone be blessed in his company, but to also have share, to have his concern for us in every way. One of the other couplets he mentioned is made is that إنه متواضع وما عرفنا أنه جوهر ثمين بدون الثمن إنه مألف وما عرفنا أنه في الزمن من بقية الأكابر والسلف يا أسفا نحن من تعظيم نعمتنا عميانا ويا أسفا نظن أن أدبنا له سيكفينا Oh, Hazrat Damat Barakatun, that is seated before us. Hazrat is such an approachable person. Hazrat is so affectionate, so approachable. Every young person, every old person can relate to Hazrat so well, alhamdulillah. Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum is truly a ma'laf, a place of muhabbat. Like the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam describes that how a true mu'min should be. But while Hazrat is showing muhabbat to us all, how guilty we are in that we are not able to recognize this great personality in our midst, and how guilty we are in presuming that the adab and respect that we have shown to our Hazrat is sufficient for us. And how many people are alive today who have been the students of Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Qutb al-Aqtab, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakari Asab Rahmatullah Alayh, whose Kitab al-Hadith, Fadal al-Amal is read widely across the entire world in so many languages. Even the people who have just seen Hazrat Shaykh are blessed. And to have actually been a student, to have actually been a murid of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, it is through the faith and the mashura of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that we are in this madrasa today. From starting off with our Hazrat Asatida, Apa Zubaydah Rahmatullah Alayha, Ada Quwwat al-Islam Asatida, then Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab Rahmatullah Ali, all the ulama at Miyasam, then all the way to the Asatiza such as Mazrat Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and the countless other ulama of Dawat and Tabligh whose du'as and suhbat Hazrat Wala was blessed with. And finally, Hawa wa Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum was on the Mubarak day of Jum'ah in front of the Mizabi Rahmat. After the Asr Salah, Hazrat was crowned, Hazrat was given Khilafat by Rumi Zamana, Shaykh al-Arab wal-Ajam, Tabriz Thani, Hazrat Hakim, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, Rahmatan Wasi'a. Hazrat Ta'alluq with his Shaykh, with our Dada Shaykh, was not just a dormant sleeping one, but rather it was, subhanallah, rather it was the fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was transferred to the heart of our Hazrat Wala. Hazrat is truly one of the extremely few remaining akabirin and the salafus saliqeen of the past. Hazrat Damat Barakat, whom does not go around introducing himself in this particular manner, his only concern and heartfelt burning desire is it as it was said by our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this was their concern. As Rabi'i ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that jitna li nukhrij al-ibad min ibadati al-ibad ila ibadati rabbi al-ibad wa min dhiqi al-dunya ila sa'ati al-dunya wal-akhira wa min jawri al-adiyan ila adli al-ihsan. In other words, that we have come to take out people from the worshipping of people, in other words, to the worshipping of the Rabb of all mankind, and from the narrowness of the constraints of this dunya's life towards the vastness of this dunya and the vastness of akhirah. And this is the mission of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the mission of our Hazrat Wala. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرِ. Just like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum would like nothing in return, just so that we can change our lives, just so that we can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can learn to respect, to love and to follow every one of the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that we ourselves to take this light of Nubuwwat and spread it far and wide as much as we can to others, taking as many people as we can to Jannah and saving them from the calamities in this world and the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of benefiting from our Hazrat Wala. Inshallah ta'ala, I will just try and present a few couplets from the very famous Qasida Burda of Allama Abu Sayyidi Rahmatullah Alayh.
الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدمي ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذكر جيران بذي ساعة تعالى من مزجت دمعا جرى من مقلات بدامي.
Just the meaning of this, that are the tears mixed with blood flowing from your eyes due to the remembrance of the name of the neighbor of the Salam. The Salam is a place like Hazrat has taught us, place to Madinatul Munawwara.
محمد سيد الكونين والثقالين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم.
Our beloved Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is the leader of both worlds and both creations, in other words men and jinn, and of both groups, the Arabs and the non-Arabs.
والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم.
Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose shafa'at is hoped for every fear and distress that is going to come on the day of Qiyamah.
Da'a ila Allahi fal mustamsikuna bi hablin ghayri munfasimi.
Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so those who cling to him are clinging to such a rope which will never ever break.
فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوا فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَامٍ.
Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam exceeds, he transcends the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam physically and in noble character, and none of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam can reach, can touch his knowledge and his noble, his kindness.
فَمَبْلَغُ الْعِلْمِ فِيهِ أَنَّهُ بَشَرٌ وَأَنَّهُ خَيْرُ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهِمِ.
So the extreme depth of our knowledge concerning him is that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like a man like us, whereas indeed our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the best of all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation.
كالزهر في طرف والبدر في شرف والبحر في كرام والدهر في إمام.
He's so delicate that looks like a blooming flower in its freshness, and like the moon when it is full in its splendor and the light, and like the ocean in generosity, and his fearless courage is like time, subhanAllah.
ثُمَّ الرِّضَى عَنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعَنْ عُمَرَى وَعَنْ عَلِيٍّ وَعَنْ عُثْمَانَ بِالْكَرَامِ.
Our beloved Rabb, then be pleased with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are the people of nobility. And like our Hazrat taught us so beautiful, what an amazing explanation Hazrat taught us of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْلِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of times, the best era is قَرْنِي, my time. Our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, and Hazrat Damat Barakatum taught us that if you look at this word qarni, it has four letters. Every letter of this word means something. And subhanAllah, the first letter of this word qarni, the first of these companions of the Khulafai Rashideen, was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And the last letter on the word Siddiq is the letter qaf. So this makes the first letter of this word qarni, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then subhanAllah, the next, the last letter of the word Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the letter Ra that makes the second letter of this word Harni. Then Hazrat Damat Barakatum also taught us that if you look at the third Khalifa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was none other than Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The last letter of this word Uthman is the Noon that makes the third letter of this word Qarni. And then subhanallah, the Ya is the last letter of the word Ali. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and this completes this word Qarni, subhanallah.
فاغفر لي ناشيبها واغفر لي قارئها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم.
Oh beloved Allah, forgive this writer of this, forgive its reader for the sake of your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And I ask all goodness of you, O Allah. O beloved Allah, you are the most generous, the most bountiful.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma mada ya wasi'al karami.
Oh beloved Allah, fulfill all our good objects and forgive that which has passed, in other words our gunas, for the sake of your beloved Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O the one that is most bountiful, the most generous.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.
Forgive me for any of my errors,
inshallah. JazakumAllah khairan for that beautiful rendition of Qasida Burda Sharif. For the benefit of those people that don't know the history of Qasida Burda, just very, very briefly, that Sheikh Sharafuddin Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayh, he was paralyzed. And doctors had given up hope on Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Alayh. So in that state of total despair, when he was despondent, he had composed this poetry in praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on one Thursday night, when he isolated himself and he recited this poetry, he fell off to sleep. In the dream, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains to him that, Ya Rasulullah, this is my situation. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam passes his Mubarak hands on the body of Allama Busairi rahmatullahi alayhi. The next morning, he wakes up totally perfect. And thereafter, he finds a chadar that is on him, a shawl that is on him. That is why it is titled as Qasida Burda, the poem of the shawl. It mentioned that morning he goes to the marketplace, he meets a buzruk in the marketplace, a pious person. So this person tells him that recite the poetry that you, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, which poetry? I have composed a lot of poetry. He says, the one that starts with Amin Tazakkuri Jiranin. He says, how do you know about this? This was a secret between me and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when you recited to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time I was also present there. He mentioned the king of the time, Bahauddin. When this poetry is to be recited, he used to stand up in respect that this poetry is recited in praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this king, he had a viceroy. And it is mentioned that he lost his sight, he was unable to see. So one night he sees a dream. And in the dream that he sees, he's told that go to the king Bahauddin and tell him to give you Qasida Burda Sharif. And take this Qasida Burda Sharif and place it on your eyes. So he goes to the king, he gets hold of the Qasida Burda Sharif, he places it on his eyes, and through this Allah with the permission of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, his eyesight is restored. So we have gold in our hands, my respected elders and brothers. The solution of our problem lies in these things. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Also, the vehicle, the white Audi, BW08TP, it is still blocking. We request the brothers please to remove this vehicle. We have now come to the last branch. We have discussed four already. And this is in regards to the akhlaq of a person. In regards to akhlaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, noble character dissolves sin just as salt dissolves ice. And evil character destroys worship just as vinegar destroys honey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved to me and the one closest to me in the year after will be the one whose character is good, and the one most disliked by me and the most furthest away from me in the year after will be the one whose character is evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he who is deprived of softness has been deprived of all goodness. Noble characteristics which need to be imbibed are repentance, patience, gratitude, fear and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this inclination from the world, modesty, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerity, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah, visualizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, taking stock of one's good and evil actions daily, pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'rifat and azama, attaining the recognition and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling of promises, tawadu, which is humility, mercy and compassion, radha bil qada, which is to be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision, tawakkul, which is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forbearance, tafweed and tasleem, which is handing over our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yaqeen, which is conviction. Evil characteristics which have to be eradicated are ujub, vanity, takabbur, pride, carrying tales, malice, jealousy, excessive and uncontrollable anger, desiring evil for someone, thinking evil of someone, love of the world, habit of engaging in useless and impermissible speech, backbiting, lies, stinginess, show and ostentation, excess love, evil glancing, and love for those prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, successful is he who has purified his nafs, and unsuccessful is the one who soiled it with evil and vices. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. If that piece is correct, the whole body will be correct. And if that piece is corrupt, the whole body will be corrupt. Behold, it is the heart. Firstly, it is necessary to acquire knowledge of the evil and noble characteristics. If a person does not realize that he is sick, he will never take treatment. After realizing one's illness, one needs to remedy this sickness. It is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world to utilize means. Just as a physically ill person needs to go to a doctor for treatment, a spiritually ill person also needs to proceed to a spiritual doctor for treatment. Actually, there is a greater need for the following reasons. Number one, physical illnesses are easily discerned, whereas spiritual illnesses are hidden and not recognized. Number two, it is not compulsory to take treatment for physical illnesses, but permissible. However, it is compulsory to take treatment for spiritual illnesses and rid oneself of these ailments. Number three, as long as a person has a physical illness, he is rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spiritual illnesses cause a person to be in the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at all times. Number four, physical illnesses cause a person to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since they remind one of death. Spiritual illnesses cause a person to become distant from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the creation. Number five, physical illnesses terminate with death, but the harmful effects of spiritual illnesses remain in the year after. By remaining in the company of a spiritual guide, many benefits will be derived. Few are which, number one, the qualities in the shaykh will gradually come into one. Number two, a person will become aware of his faults. Number three, a person will gain enthusiasm as well as courage to engage in more acts of worship and abstain from sin. Number four, the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be created in the heart. Number five, a person will be cured by the spiritual treatment as there is blessings in their teachings. Number six, a person will attain their du'as. Number seven, their hearts are illuminated by the light of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By remaining in their company, one will attain this light. When light appears, darkness flees. Through this light, the reality of things become exposed and doubts disappear. Together with effort, one should make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for purification of one's nafs. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, if it is not for the grace and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon you, none of you would have ever become purified. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies whomsoever he wishes. There is no limit to one's reformation. A person has to continue reforming himself till death. The moment a person is left, he will begin slipping. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our heart from evil characteristics, imbue it with beautiful qualities, and grant us his love and connection. Ameen. We now come to the final program. For this we call upon our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, down barakatum for justice.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء، حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. وقال تعالى: سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون، وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, in order to benefit from a share, there are few conditions. The first one is aqidat, that a person must have this in his heart, that I will benefit from this person. Like, for example, you won't take your car to a mechanic which you think is going to, when you come, you had one problem, when you drive out, you have 10 problems. You must have that trust in that person. You work for somebody, you must have trust he's going to pay me at the end of the month. You won't work for somebody that this person here, he doesn't pay. So that aqidat must be there. And that person automatically becomes your sheikh. Even if you don't become bayat with who you have there, that this person will guide me towards Allah, will guide me towards Akhirah, and will create in me the love of Allah Ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. And the minute you have that in your heart, that is already bayat, even if you don't become official. But actually, then this year, this aqidat must be made zahir. And that is that you become bayat then. In other words, you put your pen on the dotted line now. You sign now. Now you commit yourself. Till you haven't commit yourself openly, you can still go this way and that way. Till you haven't married your wife, you can still go and choose another wife. Once you are married, you are committed now. So bay'at now is your commitment. One brother of mine told me, we haven't become bay'at to you, but our whole family is bay'at of yours. But that is still you have many loopholes. So when you become bay'at, and then again bay'at in its true sense of the word, not just many people for barakat, or somebody else encourage them and told them become bay'at, or for some problems. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was very particular. I remember clearly one person came and he had lot problems, financial or health problems, and he said he wants to become bayat. Hazrat say your niyat is not correct. Bayat is not to solve your financial problems. Bayat is not to solve your domestic and health problems. Bayat is for your islah. You go first, sort out those problems, and then you come and become bayat for the right reason. Many of us to solve our problems, that many people tell others, you got a lot of problems, just go and become bayat. All your problems will get solved. No, bayat is not for that at all. Bayat is for our islah. So first is aqidat we must have. Then in qiyad, to submit, muhabbat. And these ash'ar which are rendered in the praises of the Shaykh are not for the Shaykh and Allah save us, not for our fame or our that we enjoyed in praise. The more a murid has got aqidat of his Shaykh, the more he has got muhabbat, the more he benefits. And this is to increase in the muridin. And those people who are connected with the Shaykh, the azmat, the aqidat of the Shaykh, that is how a person benefits more. If you don't trust a doctor and he tells you something, you just discard it. But if everyone prays that doctor is very good and that doctor's medicines are good, etc., and then automatically you also go, you take that medicine with that aqidat, it benefits you accordingly. So that is why aqidat, i'tiqad, inqiyad, muhabbat you must have. And then this must be followed up now. If you are sincere, and everyone gauge himself if over this test whether I am sincere, then ittila, to form the share of your weaknesses. That is very, very important. One friend of ours who is here, mashallah and Ali, just in this week he sent his email. He got taluk from long, but he's now written all his illnesses. And the major stumbling block for a person's islah is denial. When as long as a person is in a state of denial, he doesn't admit an alcoholic, a drug addict. As long as he's in a state of denial, he won't go for treatment. He will deny, I got no problem. And so a person who doesn't open up, he's in a state of denial. And that person then, his islah cannot be made. Even if he comes to bayan, but he in his mind, I'm all right, I don't have a problem. So that is a person who opens up and says what his problems are. And also many people confuse this with confession by the priest in the Christian church. These are not confessions. There you go and confess your sin and the priest forgives you your sin. Now you are pardoned and that sin is off you. Yeah, it is not there. Yeah, you tell your weakness. You don't confess all. And you don't have to say, oh, I committed this. I got this weakness in me. With financial matters, I'm weak. With woman, I'm weak. With this things like my namazas, ibadat, I'm weak. You don't confess. Now you explain your weak, your sickness, your illness. And then, after that, the Shaykh will show you the solution. Where the priest pardons you. Yeah, it's not about the Shaykh. How can he pardon you? That is between you and Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, all he does is now he'll give you solution which you should follow. So ittila. So this brother who wrote, Maulana Mashallah, and I admire him, he wrote all his weaknesses. I told him 2/3 of your work is done. The minute a person is in, he accepts his fault and understands and accepts I've got, and you have come to this stage that you could open up in front of your Shaykh. I say 2/3 of your work is done, more than 2/3. You will be heading now towards Allah Ta'ala. Until a person doesn't explain, and all of us ask, how many of us tell the Shaykh, I've got this weakness, I've got this weakness. Many of us write, I do this good, mashallah, there are brothers, alhamdulillah, many brothers, sisters, who explain their weaknesses and ask for the solution. And when we give the solution, they follow it up. We didn't understand this. We didn't, how many times must we do this? How much we do? Those people are going to move forward. But most of us, we just not, and the sad part what hurts is those who are close. They don't open up. They don't say. The people who are far, very far, overseas, they open up. And they ask their solution. But many brothers who are close, they no reference to this. Then what is the object? Hazrat should become very emotional, Hazrat Hakim Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, particularly with regard to Hazrat Mir Sahab, that he is my lifelong partner. And if he is not made, then who is going to be made? And so those who are close, you have naturally more feeling for those people. And also this muhabbat that you have for your share, and this opening up, and you should write it, or you should express it verbally, or whichever way, by phone, in any way, you express it, and then you get your solution. And also the attitude of the murid. Face reading is a famous thing. Your person reads a person, he reads his face, he knows what is in his heart. You can say what you want to with your tongue, and you can make up stories. But by on the face you can see this person. So those brothers who have that muhabbat and that inqiyad, they submit, the Shaykh's hearts also open up for that person. And they are such that with the Shaykh will tell them what to do, what not to do. Even so much so, the person which is so much, if the Shaykh has got even a worldly need, He's so open, he'll tell him, see, I've got this need, you do it. Because he knows he's got that muhabbat. But till that, the Shaykh, if he is worth anything, he will never ever even make an indication to that person. It is that relationship which is like that. Hey, the same way with every relationship, parents and children, husband and wife, with everyone, when there is that sincerity, that true muhabbat in the heart, and you read it on the face, then you can relate to that person and you can tell him what is in your heart also. And this is also a rare thing. Usually, Shaykh in Arabic is referred to a person of 50 years of age. When he becomes 50 years, he is a Shaykh. In Urdu, he is a peer, old man. So from where this word come, peer sahab and Shaykh sahab. So that is by age that you become a Shaykh. By age of 50 now, according to Arabic language, you are Shaykh now. And according to Urdu language, when you reach 50, you are a peer. You are old man now. So one is this, that one is that literally, that the Shaykh is usually an old man. And it's difficult for him to find somebody to relate to. Because usually his murids are younger. And their understanding is different also. But where you find somebody who you can open up, and I saw this with our Shaykh, that how he would just bottle up and just keep quiet, and what was in his heart only Allah Ta'ala knows. Sometimes when he used to be around, we should try and fish out. We should tell Hazrat, this is your what you're thinking, this is what you want. And when we hit the target, Hazrat should become very happy. Yes, you are right. That is exactly what is in, this is what I want. Like for example, once I told Hazrat that your desire is that we must get the life of Jannat in this world, and you have granted it. Hazrat called everyone in the Khanka, come here, and gathered them and told me, repeat again what you said. So this muhabbat, even the khidmat of the Shaykh. Those people whose eyes and ears are open, they will see how to make khidmat. Otherwise some cause inconvenience to the Shaykh, but they are happy we are doing lot khidmat. And so how can that person progress? A person who, and this, every Allah has given the capacity, but your eyes and ears must be open. And then you will see that at this time what the Shaykh needs, how he wants to be. And the more you have, the more the Shaykh's heart open up to you. And when that connection of heart to heart comes, then it just flows from Allah Ta'ala's side. All this, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat that comes down pure and clean. Like rainwater, for example, also Allah, that is distilled water, pure, clean water that comes down. It falls, for example, on the roofs of buildings. If that roof is clean, if it is dusty, it was a storm, there were storms before that, there were droughts, no rain, all the dust is dry. But the roof is clean also, marble, pure, clean. Then it comes into the gutters. If the gutters are clean also, and then it comes into the downpipe, if that is also clean and pure, then you get that rahmat which is pure. And if your heart is also pure, and that pure rahmat of Allah goes into your clean heart, you will just notice yourself, what a difference. And this is actually what is supposed to happen at Roza Mubarak. With your Shaykh, Shaitan will still put doubts, my Shaykh's heart, the roof and the downpipes are not clean, which shouldn't be, but it happens. Shaitan puts this when he wants to turn a person away from the goodness of Allah Ta'ala, he puts these doubts. But Roza Mubarak, now what doubts have you got? Kaaba Sharif, what doubts have you got? And notice that how many of us go to Roza Mubarak, we go to Kaaba Sharif, we return from there, some of us, our condition worse before than when we went. That pure rahmat which is coming down in thunderstorms, tsunamis of Allah, rahmat is pouring down. But many of us, as we went, we came. Our sentiments, our emotions, we were not inspired also. We were worried of the dust in the construction of Mecca. That was a problem for us. The crowds were a problem. The weather is a problem. The hotel is a problem. The agent is a problem. What we had to take, that we didn't take. So if our hearts are not clean, then we cannot get that. It's coming down. As I say, with the Shaykh, Shaitan can still put a lot of doubts in your mind. But with Roza and Mubarak, inshallah, no Muslim can ever have any. But still I didn't benefit, something greatly wrong with me. Understand that. So, ittila. And after ittila, ittiba. To follow what is the prescription. What the Shaykh has told us, we must follow that correctly. This is very, very important also. And truly, ad-deen or yusrun, deen is easy. Deen is not difficult. The problem, dunya is very hard. To make a small profit, how much you have to work? How much a laborer, how much he works? What does he get at the end? And people in their businesses also, what worries they have to have? What, how do they have to work? Deen, subhanallah, tamla'u al-mizan. One subhanallah, the scale of the pen on the day. Subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'u ma bayn as-sama'i wal-ard, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. So little effort. You're having an argument with your wife, with anyone else, and you just keep quiet for the sake of peace. You know you're in the right. Allah builds a palace for you in the middle and the heights of Jannah. Where in this world try and build a palace like that? And that palace for eternity. And you don't have to maintain it also. You don't have to do anything. And it won't be just an empty palace. It will be filled with the Hurul Ain. It will be filled with the gardens of Jannah and with the furniture of Jannah. Wow, how will that palace be? You cannot imagine. And what? Just because you gave in, avoided an argument. And all this, I don't need, I can rather go and read 50 times Durood Sharif in this argument time. I can read Third Kalima, I can read Qasas Supara, I can do that. What a place. And whole of deen is so easy. And whole of dunya is so hard. For small, small things, dunya is so hard. But dunya has become easy because it is in the vogue. Everyone is talking. Weddings, big, big weddings have become easy. And to do a simple wedding today is hard. It's difficult. What will the people say? What will the people talk about it? Many people say, in our country, all say, in our country, your country is easy, our country is very hard. No, that's not the case. You just have that himmat. So anyway, this muhabbat, then you will do ittiba. And the solution is easy. Simple solution. And the difference is that the Shaykh gives it, makes a world of difference. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majid Rahmatullah Alayh, what a great person himself. When he was present, great ulama shouldn't speak. He wasn't an alim, but Allah gave him that great honor. He asked his Shaykh, so who is Maulana Thanwi, we cannot imagine. He told Hazrat that when zikrullah will do your work for you, the effect of zikr, it will cleanse your heart, purify your heart completely. Zikr will do that. And how many hadith of zikrullah and all the various types of zikr. So, and also, by the way, zikrullah will purify your heart just like you want to fill water in this glass. So you wash the glass with water and you fill it with water. You want Allah to come in your heart, you wash your heart with Allah's name and Allah will come in your heart. You're just taking the name of Allah. And today our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair, what simple zikr he has prescribed for us. But be sincere to yourself. I won't ask you to announce it. But who of us make our 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah on a daily basis? How many of us do it with sincere and with passion and with the adab, with the muraqabah? That is, a person must progress. And then we feel we haven't progressed. We are not progressing. Our zikr is not in place. Regularly, just, and it takes not more, with the ash'ar, not more than 10 minutes. Sometimes if you are busy, you have to travel, or you are feeling very tired, exhausted mentally also, you do it 100 times without the ash'ar also. The ash'ar are not the object, they are an aid, and a great aid. If you meditate, how many of us have learned the ash'ar? Our close sathis, how many of us know the ash'ar? And those who know, how many of us know the meaning? How many of us know the explanation of it? And with that muraqabah, one kitab Maulana Imran has prepared, hopefully it will be printed soon, all the thoughts that we should have when we are making. And for that, a person needs to be mentally very strong. Your sleep must be properly completed. You must have eaten properly. You need your full attention. Many of us zikr and all dini things is a pastime thing. On a Sunday, many masjids we have got, Zuhar is earlier than usual. Why? Finish your namaz quickly, we can sit to a hearty meal. If the niyat is kathrat-e jamaat, then alhamdulillah. But if your niyat is that we want to just get namaz out of the way, then we can sit and have our hearty meal and we can enjoy. And we sit on nice big arm chairs when we are having our meal, especially on a Sunday, and how the food is put on the table, that is the object of our life. A person whose qibla and object is food, a person whose object and qibla is woman and houses and the things of this dunya, and deen we do part time by the way we do it, and then we expect the great returns of deen. How much of time really do we give for deen? So this ittiba and the solutions are all very simple. Tawbah istighfar is more than enough. Durood Sharif, what can be greater than Durood Sharif? Tilawat of Quran Sharif daily, of course, with our faraiz first and most important, our five times namaz, and namaz with all its requisites, with jamaat, concentration, etc. And to get that, our zikrullah, our tilawat, but we don't do these things. And when we haven't got this, the small things of dunya are big issues. Some business deal that went sour, oh, that person is brooding, he goes into a depression. Some divorce that takes place, some health problem, some argument, and these occupy you. If your object is Allah, these are little storms in a teacup. They won't even affect you. You'll just bypass them. Your heart will be big to overlook and to forgive. But today we can't forgive. Our hearts are so small. With zikrullah, the heart is still so small. We can't forgive people for small dunya's matters. Arguments do take place. Ups and downs do take place. And we see our ahlullah. What big things that they just forgive. From Imam Abu Hanifa, how many waqiyat of our elders and our buzurgs all the time? That is when your connection is with Allah, and then the small things don't matter. But if you haven't got that, the small things become big things in your life. And then the big things are out of the question. You made the small things your big things. So the ittiba, what the Shaykh says, he tells you make tawbah, make salatul hajj, give sadqah. These things don't appeal to us, and we don't do it also. And many of us ask just for the sake of asking. We don't have niyat of following also and doing what we have to do. Just that we got this problem, and many of us keep contact only when a problem comes. While the smooth sailing, no, we don't keep any contact. A person when smooth sailing, اذكر الله في الرخاء يذكركم في الشدة أو كما قال عليه. Remember Allah Ta'ala when ease on comfort and smooth sailing. When a problem will come, inshallah, first of all, a problem won't come. And if it comes, it will just be sorted out easily. But when we don't remember Allah also, and a sign when you don't keep contact with the Shaykh is a clear sign that your contact with Allah is gone weak. Because the Shaykh is your means to contact with Allah Ta'ala. If you have your contact with Allah, you will have contact with your Shaykh. If you have contact with your Shaykh, it's a sign you got contact with Allah Ta'ala. But when we preoccupied with our business, we are preoccupied with our dunya, we are not doing our tilawat of Quran, we are not doing our zikrullah, so it's a clear sign the Shaykh can make out. This person hasn't got contact with Allah also. That's why he hasn't got contact here. So a person who has this contact, he's got this contact also. Hazrat, one Maulana Ahmed Ahon, Damat Barakatum, great Khalifa of our Shaykh, very beautiful, great orator also. He says he was studying in Newtown, Karachi, and then after some time, he wasn't coming for majalis. Then he told Hazrat that I find in my heart, and my love for you has decreased like almost zero. Hazrat asked, you doing your wazifa? He said, no. He said, that's the reason. Your contact, now your object is not being, it's not Allah. So then why you need the Shaykh? When you don't need a key to be made, a duplicate key, why must you go and look for a locksmith? When you need a duplicate key, then you go and look for a locksmith. If you want to buy groceries, then you go to the grocery shop. If you don't need groceries, then why must you go to it? Your wife gave you the list, today you must buy this thing. There is nothing for the butcher, why must you go to the butcher? So when you want Allah, you go to Allah wala. You go to your Shaykh. If now it's not in your list, you don't go. So ittiba is very important. And all this must be on the basis of ikhlas, sincerity. You must have that sincerity in you, which I refer to, be sincere to yourself. be and understand as to Allah is watching me. You can bluff the chef also, it's not the truth. How many people bluff the chef also? And to talk the truth, but to say it in such a way that you still, many people are very shrewd. They don't lie also, but they come in a side way and they bluff the chef. For one person, Maulana Muhammad Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Maulana Ibrahim Mia's father, and his grandfather, they were very particular about namaz. When they used to travel, the town can be 5 kilometers those days. But if it's namaz time, they should get off and make them very particular. And anyone they meet, not only how are you, how's business, how's the weather, how's the family, how's your namazes. And many people used to be so shrewd, they should say, we don't even miss our 2 Eid namazes. They're the only 2 namazes they make. That we don't even miss our 2 Eid namazes. So they're trying to give the implication that we make all our, but they're only making 2 Eid namazes. So these are the things that a person must be sincere. And a person who is sincere, automatically the heart of a sincere person also opens up. And then see the flow of the, of that. We don't do these things, so we don't seem to be getting benefit. What is the Islah? What is the and Marifat of Allah and Ta'alluq with Allah? May Allah Ta'ala bless us. Just to summarize that little bit, is first of all to have i'tiqad and muhabbat. For that these ash'ar, and usually a normal program in a khanqa is to inform the muridin of the manaqib, the qualities of the shaykh. Not to boost up the shaykh. Hazratji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told, that person is not Hazratji. That when the people praise him, he becomes big. And when people criticize him, now he's depressed. Hazratji is you yourself, what is in you. Not what the whole world says, positive or negative. What you yourself are. But this is for the benefit of the Murideen. That they can understand. Otherwise, generally, when we want to marry also, then what we look for, glitter and glamour. Our nature is that. A girl that is a simple girl, homely type girl, she doesn't appeal to us. We want all the glitter and glamour. We buy a house, we don't look for comfort. We forget what the object, the house is for comfort. But we look at the glitter and glamour of the house, the architecture of the house, the jai wufu, where is the house, all the unnecessary things we look for. A house is to give you comfort. Everything, a car, we look for a fancy car. And we don't see that this car is so heavy on petrol, for example. You can't afford it. Or many other things. We don't look at the comfort. So even with a sheikh, we don't see the genuineness of the sheikh. We want, if many people are such, that the sheikh, he must have to wear a big jubba, amama, and another big cloth lying down, and a big tasbih in the hand, with outward things. That is what we get impressed with. That should not be the case. So these ash'ar and this praising of the sheikh is in order for us to realize, and only then will we appreciate the sheikh and benefit from him. But otherwise it should have been a natural thing within us. But unfortunately these are ghaib things, these are things of deen which are not to be, which are not apparent, so then it has to be brought to the fore. The ayat of the Quran Sharif that I have recited, the 2 ayats, is with regard to some pitfalls that commonly Murideen have. As we mentioned last night in our Majma'iyah, there are very old brothers who are with us, who have got Khilafat and they have got Murid. Then there are brothers who recently have come. Achha, Jazakumullah. Kisne bheja? MashaAllah. Ji, Jazakumullah. If we have listeners like this, Hafiz that gives Lukma on the spot. Otherwise you come to Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, and then he tells you that put you back to Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now read whole Quran Sharif again. So yeah, Khaja Sahib, he said that when Zikrullah will do everything, it will purify your heart. And everyone knows Zikrullah. You don't have to become a murid to know about Zikrullah. You don't have to be an alim to know about Zikrullah. Who doesn't know about Zikrullah? Quran Sharif is filled with ayats of Zikrullah. So he told Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that why do we need a sheikh? I can make my zikr. Quran, how many hadith? Read 100 times, read this, read 10 times this. I can read it up and I can do it on my own. Hakim al-Ummat was Hakim al-Ummat. He said, Khaja Sahib, undoubtedly it is through them Zikr is going to do your work. But just like you got a loaf of bread on the table, and there is a knife also that will slice the bread, but will the knife get up itself and slice it? Or will the knife have to be in somebody's hand? And just you put your hand, that little bit pressure you put, but the knife is going to cut. You're not going to cut. The knife will cut, but it has to be in the chef's hand. Well, Zikr is going to do the work, but it will be, have to be prescribed and monitored by the chef. Therefore, to make informed, I'm doing my Zikr regularly, it has to be monitored by the chef. And automatically, the chef can just very cursory also read it, but his heart tawajjuh is there. And now you're going to benefit. But no ittila, you're just carrying on doing your work. Hey, you are building, the engineer is not coming to check, the architect is not going, is not checking, the building inspector is not coming, you're just carrying on. There are a lot of doubts in that building. Hey, it can be completely condemned also. The architect won't take responsibility, the engineer won't take responsibility, the building inspector will condemn the building. So we are building, but nobody is inspecting. So that contact is necessary, and a loving contact is very necessary. Then inshallah, great. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali said that if the husband is in Bombay, the wife is in Delhi, and they never meet, hey, they are married, everything, but how can you expect results? If they meet even for 1 minute, hey, you can expect results in 9 months. So this, with the Shaykh also, a hot relationship, a proper relationship is required. Then say inshallah, not 9 months, not even 9 seconds, and see what will come inshallah. So in this ayat, a few pitfalls which are mentioned here, and in other, a few other pitfalls that we commonly, all of us, whether we are new or old, we go through, so that we can be enlightened and we can watch out for these pitfalls. Very good is that person who tells you, and nowadays, mashallah, there are some cars also with such cameras that a pothole can be a kilometer in front, it will inform you. 1 kilometer in front there is a pothole, or whatever else. So if you are informed in advance and you listen and you take heed, if you still don't take heed and you go and fall still in the pothole, then what can you say? But so this is to guide us of certain potholes, certain problems that we face in this farm. One is that a person, when he becomes bay'at something, and Allah opens dunya to him, more of dunya, and he is just now very cursory, very cursory, very superficially he has come into Khanqah, he gets very happy. And that I've got this. Or a person in fact who is far from deen, who is not observing, and this happens very commonly. The non-Muslims, it is clear, which the Quran Sharif says, that had there been not this fear that Muslims, mu'mineen, would lose their iman, we should make the doors of gold, and the door handles of gold and everything, because dunya has got no value by Allah. We should have, but Muslims will think, oh, what does people got? We haven't got anything. So therefore Allah Ta'ala didn't give them, Allah's mihrbani, that Allah didn't give them, but still dunya, how much they have got. So we think that people are on kufr, on shirk, on all the wrong things, and what things have they got? And that is also just an illusion. In the Western world, the capitalist system, what a person possesses, if he possesses 1%, at the most 10% of what you see, he seems to have, he hasn't even got 10%. Everything is on bond. Everything is just paying off. He buys a car for 500,000 and he's just paying a small amount. He buys a house of 1 million rand, 2 million rand, monthly he's just paying. A Muslim, a genuine Muslim, what he's got is his. Everything is his, nothing that are all installments and that. So that is also an illusion. Anyway, so this dunya that Allah Ta'ala gives, Allah says, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, Allah's azab comes in two ways. One is in a light form and one is in a very hard and difficult form. The light form of Allah's azab, when we have been disobedient to Allah, suddenly an accident took place. You become conscious. The house was burgled. This went wrong. Your child became sick or whatever else. Now a person who has got sense, he will take something I have done wrong. That's why this wrong condition has come. Otherwise, we will start fighting with the other person. You came and bumped my car, etc., and take him to court, and we don't realize our, we don't even think about our mistake. That is a light punishment of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has brought that. And a severe punishment of Allah when you're in the disobedience of Allah, Allah increases you in dunya. Gives you more. Now you think Allah is happy with me, but you're in the disobedience of Allah. You do more guna also. So that Allah refers to in this ayat, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When the people made nafiyah mansiyah, they paid no heed what they were reminded of over and over. How much the Anbiya alayhi salam came. Sayyidul Anbiya alayhi salatu, what efforts he made which are carrying on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's efforts till today. Then the Sahaba ikiram, all the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, the great Mujtahideen, the Fuqaha, and the Muhaddithin, and the Sufiya, what, and the Ulama in the whole world, what effort. And in our time, the great work of the Tabligh and Dawat, nobody is spared. Jamaat people won't leave you anywhere, whether you're in a jungle working or in a concrete jungle. Wherever you are, you can be in those days before. One person in America, a Muslim, but they'll hunt you out and they'll come and meet you there. One person in Japan, no one is there, no Muslims, no one, but they'll find you there also and they'll come to you. So all this, when this invitation of what, bayans of ulama, every Friday bayans, other times bayans, on this occasion a bayan, now this occasion a bayan, how much we are reminded, but we are still indifferent. We just carry on with our life. When this happens, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَحْنَا, what the severe punishment of Allah, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We open the doors of dunya's things in every way to them. They had no car in the house, now they got 3-4 cars. You didn't have a phone in the house, now you got 3-4 phones of your own. Your health is improving, your finances are improving, and you totally more become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. You carry on in sin even more. So when this happened, فَتَحْنَا عَلِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. When they become proud in this now, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْضَةً, we catch them, suddenly we take them to task. A beautiful example of this, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give, that a mouse in the house is troubling, eating this, potatoes, tomatoes, now it became more bold and daring, started eating the housewife's urni also. Now she couldn't take it, he's going too far now. So what does she do? She goes and buy fresh cheddar cheese. Or she goes and buy, she bakes hot ghee rotis. And the hole from where it comes out, she puts it right there. Now that mouse thinks that this is, they are very happy with me, the housewife, that ni'mat ghair mutaraqqaba, a favor which I didn't even expect, right at my, I don't have to go and look for it. And ghee roti, hot ghee roti with sugar also on top of it. And fresh cheese. But she has put it on a trap. And he comes and eats, and the trap comes suddenly. So in this way Allah gives dunya, and then suddenly Allah takes you to task. And the worst of that sudden, if it's while you're living, still it's alright. If that comes at the time of mort, that you didn't have time to make tawbah also. And you were just thinking, I'm living it up, I'm enjoying, everything is going fine. And at the time of mort, suddenly, and malakul mort has to come in that condition, now there is no second chance. Now you are doomed forever. If you are hit in your lifetime, hopefully you will still make tawbah. You became paralyzed, you take a lesson. You became blind, you make tawbah. And then you correct your lives. So that is one thing, that dunya things, don't think that by that I'm a favorite of Allah. Many people say, Allah haat pakri religion. My life is going well, I'm coining it now. That's not a sign. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, jis par hota hai fazl-e rahmani, tark karta hai wo kari shaitani. A person on whom Allah's fazl is, not that your dunya is increasing. We look at it like that. Is that person who is giving up guna? If you see I'm giving up gunas, my namazes I'm doing properly, my tilawat, my character, I don't take out my anger on my wife, I don't take it out on my children. And what a coward person who takes out his anger on his wife, who is a helpless woman, who takes out his anger on his children, they are small little children, and you take out your anger, is a big coward, that person. What a coward he is. He's not a man, forget a mu'min, a kamil with akhlaq. What is that person who takes out his anger on other people? So this is, unless rahmat, you will give up guna. Then the other ayat, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who falsify and deny our ayat, whether the actual kuffar or those people who do believe but in practice they don't believe in the ayat. Allah Ta'ala says, listen properly, it's a real shocker, this ayat. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, we will give them istidraj, we will put them in a dream world from a source that they don't know. They will say, oh, I am pious, I am buzurg, everyone is calling me a buzurg, I am maulana, I am the imam, I got a topi beard, we look in the mirror, I've made it, man. I am a buzurg, really, I am in the top league now, and everything, but you are nothing whatsoever. Allah is just giving you, putting you in a dream world. And unfortunately, this is the main point I wanted to make, those who make contact with khankas, with buzurgani deen, they feel, oh, we got taluk with Hazrat Allah, with this buzurg, with that buzurg, so we are set. Akhirat, we got no worry. Hey, our titles have deceived us. Our outward clothing has deceived us. And people see our contact with ulama, with buzurgs, etc. That has deceived us. And inside we are not made. So just a dream world. The istidraj, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, when he started tabligh work, Allah gave barakat, and the work is just flourishing all the time in the world. He became worried when the work started. He said, is this not istidraj? That Allah has just given me rope, but there is nothing. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, from the source of the Quran, that person who fears that I am living in a dream world, this buzurgi of mine, my tahajjud that Allah has given me, and my rozas that I am keeping, is just a dream world. A person who fears it, that person is genuine. And a person who doesn't fear and feels, really I am good, because of my outward appearance, because of the titles, etc., that person is destroyed. He is not going to make it. So Allah Ta'ala makes it for these people. Allah says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ and مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, from sources that you have no idea that you will be put into this istidraj. Then Allah further says, وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ, I'll give them time. Like a fisherman plays with his fish, and he gives line and rope to the fish, lets it play with the fish. Allah plays with you, and you thinking, oh, I'm a great buzur, praises from all four sides, people are praising me, and things are just going well. That is all the deal, the respite Allah is giving you for a certain time. Inna kaydi mateen, my planning is a solid planning. Don't think that I'm giving you a little rope and you can escape this. You will never be able to escape. I'm just giving you rope. So therefore, the signs of Allah Ta'ala, the commands of Allah, non-believers openly deny them. We say sami'na, but wa'asayna. We listen, but we don't obey. We don't practice accordingly. So what we have to do, in the same way that the Shaykh prescribes for us something, but we don't even take heed of it. We just discard it. It is nothing. And we're just carrying on. It's not going to help us. So there are many other pitfalls also which we have to be made aware of. There isn't so much time, but Alhamdulillah, monthly majalis takes place. Many ulama, our khalifas also, others ulama have programs. Listen to kitab, reading in the house, and listen to bayans of ulama, genuine, good ulama's bayans. Listen to them and bring a change in our lives. And find out, don't only think of jumping front and going, but watch out for potholes also on the way. Watch out for some snakes also on the way. Watch out for some other dangerous things also on the way, that they mustn't put us off track. And today's time, what and what things cannot put us off track? Be very, very careful. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and take us to righteousness, and make this our jalsa a source of islah for everyone, And alhamdulillah, brothers have come genuinely. We have come for our Islam. We have got that fikr, but we must increase on that now. And don't become disillusioned. And also remember that when these little pitfalls and sicknesses are spoken about, then it must not discourage us completely also. What Allah has given us, make shukr. As many brothers, sisters also write, that we are still far from where we have to be, but where we are in total darkness, at least we can see now. We haven't still walked, we haven't still reached any, but at least we can see now. So make shukr also, don't go so much into depression that I am a lost case, and don't become proud and arrogant again. Jab Allah Ta'ala de, to itraye nahi. When Allah gives us, we mustn't become boastful and arrogant. Or jab Allah le, and when Allah Ta'ala tests us and takes things from us, to ghabraye nahi. Then don't become ghabrified. Don't you say now, oh, that I am nothing. So may Allah Ta'ala, let us carry on with this path. And also if we don't, we see we don't make it in our life. If you are on the path, before mort, Allah will put you to in kamilin, and Allah will take you. You just remain on the path. And if we make it in life, we got Jannah here already. We didn't make it. When mort has come, Allah will give you the darjah of kamilin. And Allah will take you from this dunya. So let us stick fast on the path, inshallah. Keep ta'alluq with our mashayikh wherever we are. Go to the majalis, etc. Take part and come to the majalis here also. Our next, inshallah, jalsa will be in KZN, Port Shepston, 21st, 22nd, 23rd of May, inshallah. So work towards that also from now. All of us make dua for it, make effort, inform our brothers and try and come there with all our friends also. Now inshallah some brothers want to become bayat. Very briefly, they have been spoken to, but very briefly, bayat is sunnat. It's not faras. What is faras is important to understand is our islah. And bayat is a means for the islah. Bayat is not the end of the story, it's the start of the story that we have to make our islah. Khaja Aziz ul Hassan Sahib Mazhab Rahmatullah has put it very beautifully. When a person becomes bayat, the murid is making this promise that I'm going to make my islah and I'm making you my guide for my islah. So he has to have contact and he has to follow what the Shaykh says. And the Shaykh makes a promise, I will guide you. Not just you became murid, neither does the Shaykh know where is my murid, neither does the murid know who is my Shaykh. That relationship, we can't have results. So that is important. Then what prescriptions are given? Follow this prescription. And then inform again. And then see, inshallah, that how much we will progress. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Those brothers who wish to become that, come forward, inshallah. And the brothers at the back, don't inconvenience yourself, not the others. Just put your hand on the shoulder. The electric current will go right through. Inshallah. So don't inconvenience. I'll read the khutbah in Arabic, and what I say to repeat, repeat it. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy, bid'at, innovation, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my five times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadiriya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and pious. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفله عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي غدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تلزم قلوبنا حفظ كتابك كما علمتنا، وارزقنا نتلوه على النحو الذي يرضيك عنا. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا، وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا، وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا، وأن تشرح به صدورنا، وأن تستعمل به أبداننا، فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك، ولا يؤتيه إلا أنت، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، يا الله ہم خطا وار ہیں، ہم سیاہ کار ہیں، يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کی کوئی حد و نہایت نہیں، لیکن يا الله آپ کی رحمتوں کی کوئی حد و نہایت نہیں. يا الله آپ کی رحمتیں ہمارے گناہوں سے کہیں زیادہ وسیع ہے. یا اللہ اپنے بے پایا رحمت کی برکت سے ہمارے سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اور گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں کے اندر ڈال دے، اور ہمیشہ اور ہمیشہ کے لیے گناہوں کو چھوڑنے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ گناہوں سے نفرت عطا فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو، ہمارے والدین کے گناہوں کو، ہمارے رشتہ داروں کے گناہوں کو، ہمارے دوست و برادر کے گناہوں کو، اور پوری امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں نیک بنا، ایک بنا. یا اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا. یا اللہ آپ ہمارے ہو جائے اور ہمیں اپنا بنا دے. یا اللہ ہمیں اللہ والا بنا دے. یا اللہ ہمیں اللہ والوں کی صحبت کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہم نے جنہوں نے یا اللہ یہاں پر اس وقت بیعت کیا، یا اللہ بیعت کو، یا اللہ بیعت کے جتنے بھی اللہ حقوق ہیں اور تو تقاضات ہیں، یا اللہ ان سارے تقاضوں کو پورا کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ
ہمارے حضرت کو اللہ عمر طویل عطا فرما, صحت عطا فرما, ان کا سایہ ہمارے اوپر دیر قائم رکھے اللہ. یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما. جو قرض دار ہیں یا اللہ ان کے قرض کو ادا کرنے کی صورت پیدا فرما. یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ میں بری بیماریوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ مہلک بیماریوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے بال بچوں کو نیک توفیق عطا فرما, صراط مستقیم پر چلا. اور یا اللہ بری صحبتوں سے ان کو بھی اور ہم کو بھی اور پوری امت کو یا اللہ بری صحبتوں سے بچا. یا اللہ چوروں سے, ڈاکوؤں سے اور ہائی جیکرز سے یا اللہ, اور خونیوں سے اور قاتلوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ہمارے جان مال عزت آبرو اور ایمان کی حفاظت فرما. ہمارے بال بچوں کی حفاظت فرما. پوری امت کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ تو جانتا ہے ہماری کیا کیا حاجتیں ہیں, ہمارے کیا کیا مسائل ہیں. ہماری ساری حاجتوں کو پورا فرما اور ہمارے سارے مسائل کو حل فرما. یا اللہ ہماری بگڑی ہوئی حالتوں کو درست فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے قابلین میں سے جو ابھی یا اللہ بقیر حیات ہے, اللہ ان کو طویل عمر عطا فرما, ان کو صحت عطا فرما, ان کو عافیت عطا فرما, ان کی روزیوں کے اندر خوب برکت عطا فرما. اور جو یا اللہ ہم سے رخصت ہو چکے ہیں, ان کے قبروں کو نور سے بھر دے, ان کو امت کی طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اللہ مکنا کل مہم من حیث شیت و من عین شیت. حسبنا اللہ لدیننا, حسبنا اللہ لما احمنا, حسبنا اللہ لمن بغى علينا, حسبنا اللہ لمن حسدنا, حسبنا اللہ لمن كادنا بسوء, حسبنا اللہ عند الموت, حسبنا اللہ عند المسألة في القبر, حسبنا اللہ عند الميزان, حسبنا اللہ عند الصراط, حسبنا اللہ لا اله الا هو عليه توكلنا وهو رب العرش العظيم. يا مونس كل وحيد ويا صاحب كل فريد ويا قريبا غير بعيد ويا شاهدا غير غائب ويا غالبا غير مغلوب ويا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا نور السماوات والأرض, يا زين السماوات والأرض, يا جبار السماوات والأرض, يا بديع السماوات والأرض, يا قيام السماوات والأرض, يا جبار السماوات والأرض, يا صريخ المستصرخين ومنتهى العائرين والمفرج عن المكروبين والمروح عن المغمومين ومجيب دعاء المضطرين ويا كاشف الكرب يا إله العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين منزول بك كل حاجة. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله يا عيس مبارک مجلسوں کے اندر یا اللہ جو باتیں کہی جا چکی ہے اور جو سنی جا چکی ہے, یا اللہ اس کو قبول فرما اور اس پر عمل کرنے کی ہم سب کو توفیق عطا فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک التواب الرحیم. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلق سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.
I'll make salam now and let that salam be our salam. The brothers will be eager to go leave again, so you don't have to wait to make to greet, and you can leave inshallah. So let this salam be our musafa, our meeting inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.